We're at 71 degrees, coming up on 12 noon. That means we're slightly early for Live and Local. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. On the program today, we have Chicago singer and slide guitar player Donna Herula and husband, who is fellow guitarist Tony Nardiello. Donna is going to be featured tomorrow night at the Iron Post in Urbana for a 6 o'clock show, presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and the Prairie Crossroads Blues Society. She'll have special guest Gloria Rubel opening things up for her. And it was my pleasure a year or two ago to talk to Donna on the phone, but didn't have a chance to meet her or hear her play live, and we're going to have both of those opportunities during the hour today. She and Tony are with us for the hour, live in our studio. I hope you'll stay with us.
Walking down the road, and I picked up a little boat, and I made me a seat, and everybody I meet want to know how many could sit on that seat. Some says one, I says more yet. Some says two, I says more yet. Some says three, and it's more yet. Some says four, and it's more yet. Some says five, and it's more yet. Some says six, and it's more yet. Some says seven, and it's more yet. Some says eight, and it's more yet. Some says nine, and it's more yet. Some says ten, and it's more yet. And that was the end of my friend. And all a man could sit on that boat was name was more yet. And his name was a more yet. And it's more yet. It was more yet. Little boy, how old are you? A little boy, how old are you? A little boy, how old are you? I'm only 3 years old. Who told you so? My mama told me. Says, a little boy, how old are you? A little boy, how old are you? A little boy, how old are you? I'm only 3 years old. What your mama said? My mama told me too. A little boy, how old are you? A little boy, how old are you? Little boy, how old are you? I'm only 3 years old. How'd you know it and keep up with it so long? 'Cause I never did forget it. My age was, I'm only 3 years old. My mama told me, only 3 years old. My papa told me, only 3 years old. That's a little bird, first little bird I ever seen. That bird is in his nest, and the nest is on a limb, and the limb is on a tree, and the tree is in the ground, and there's green grass growing all around, around. There's green grass growing all around, and it's green grass growing all around, around, and it's green grass growing all around. That was a little limb, prettiest little limb I ever seen. That limb is on a tree, and the tree's in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, round. A green grass growing all around, and it's green grass growing all around, around. Green grass growing all around.
From the 1940s, we heard singer and guitarist Lead Belly in what sounded like kind of a medley of three children's songs. More Yet, Little Boy, How Old Are You, and Green Grass Growing All Around. Heard here from the Smithsonian Folkways compilation in the Lead Belly Legacy series on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Looking forward to an hour of the blues here on Live and Local. From now until 1 o'clock, we are featuring Donna Herula, who is going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Gloria Rubel, local singer, songwriter, opening things up for her. And also with Donna is her husband, Tony Nardiello, who I presume is also going to play on the show tomorrow.
That's right.
At least now and then. It's great to meet you in person.
Oh, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Was it a year or two ago?
It was last November, actually, yeah.
For the Folk and Roots
Festival? Yeah, Folk and Roots Festival. It was wonderful. I had such a wonderful time. Everybody was so nice. And then I had to come back to Champaign-Urbana.
Well, it's very nice of you to do that.
Wow.
And I remember enjoying talking with you at the time, but because of schedules, we didn't get a chance to have you actually come in the studio. So here you are with two guitars in hand and a husband and another guitar. And so it should be a real treat. You're born in Chicago, still live in Chicago.
And a little bit north now.
A little bit north. You
my
moved to the suburbs.
There. Yeah, I did.
Oh, everybody does that. I thought only blue collar or white collar people did that, not blues singers. Or
well,
are you white collar in your,
I have
in
a
your
day
spare
job.
Time? Fair enough. What made you get started in the blues? I mean,
I lived in Chicago, so it was all around me. My brother played the saxophone, and he was in a lot of like local bands at the local bars down the street and stuff like that. So he was a great saxophone player, and he had a guitar buddy, and I begged him to teach me the blues scale, and that's how it all started out.
Well, why the blues scale? Why not just some other scale, you know, like normal people do?
I don't know. Something about the blues. I don't know. I think I had a lot of free. Well, my dad died when I was 10, so I had a. I don't know. I was kind of feeling down, and I think like the guitar was more like a friend. It was, you know, I don't know, but it, I don't know. Something resonated about the guitar.
But had you been so the guitar was the attraction before the blues was the attraction?
I wrote my first blues song for a variety show when I was 15, so I really got into it really young. I didn't get into, and I actually started off really wanted to play electric slide guitar. So I started getting influenced. You know, what really influenced me to play slide was a guy named Eric Sardinas, very much like a Johnny Winter guitar player. And when I found out about all the, he really, his influences were Son House and, you know, a lot of the old Delta Blues guys, you know, Tommy Johnson, Robert Johnson. And then I just started getting into the old-time blues, just went over to the Old Town School of Folk Music down in Chicago, which I was very, very fortunate to be in the same city as Old Town School of Folk Music. He had a really cool group guitar class, a guy named Chris Walls, who taught this class over at Old Town School. And I just started falling in love with more of the acoustic. Initially, like I said, I wanted to go into the kind of be crazy electric slide player, which I do sometimes now as well. But so then it's like opened up a door for me. You know, I learned about like, you know, Robert Nighthawk, and then I found out his influences, Tampa Red. And, you know, so I basically would just go deeper and deeper and use the public library through interlibrary loan to find a ton of music that I never even knew existed. So I kind of went down this path, and I just really enjoy the old time blues. So that's kind of how it started.
Well, let's hear a first sample, and then we'll continue with that part of our conversation.
Yeah, this is a Jim Jackson song. It was from a guy from Memphis, and Robert Nighthawk covered him a lot, this particular song. So.
Feeling bad. Think about the good times I once have had. Gonna move to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, honey, where they don't like you. First down Main Street, driving down Beale, looking for the woman that they call Lucille. Gonna move to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, honey, where they don't like you. Thank you. long, deep and wide. Can't see my good man from the other side. Gonna move, gonna move to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, honey, where they don't like you. Texas, G's for Tennessee, G's for the man that walks all over me. Gonna move, gonna move, gonna move to Kansas City, honey, where they don't like you.
Jackson song called
Gonna Move to Kansas City.
That would have
yeah.
something about Kansas City
yeah,
would have been my
Kansas
guess.
Gonna Move to Kansas City, yeah.
You had to think about that.
Yeah.
Donna Hirula, vocal and guitar, and backed by husband Tony Nardiello. Is he the husband with a T who
yes.
walks all over
That's
you?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How do you feel about that song, Tony?
That was a great song.
Coming back to the whole getting started in the blues, I guess I'm still curious about some of the start, because so many people in different kinds of music, whether it's blues or jazz or so on, start with records, which you haven't mentioned so far. You know, they say, well, my dad had all these blues records and I heard this, or
no.
I found myself in this community and went out and heard this, that, or the other thing, but somehow
no.
that came later.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I just remember, you know, my mom forced me to play piano when I was 5, and I liked it okay, but I always loved the guitar. And, you know, I ended up, when my dad died, I got a guitar that Christmas, and that was it. I mean, I was the youngest of 5 kids, and, you know, I have sisters that are like 20 years older than me, so I was kind of like an only child. So it was me and my guitar kind of playing all the time, like hours every day. So
you could have done what the average kid does and play rock music or, you know, all day long.
Actually, what happened was I started taking guitar lessons from a nun, and I played guitar masses when I was in grammar school. I started like in 6th grade in guitar mass. And then I ended up going to an all-girls Catholic school and was a freshman and made friends with a senior. And she put a band together called No Men Momentum. And so we actually played some shows at the local high school. So I actually started off then with the electric guitar. And we did like Elvis songs and Go-Go's and stuff like that.
That wouldn't have been slide guitar.
That wasn't slide. That slide yeah. probably was about the last 8 or 9 years. So when I first started, it was more like it was acoustic, church music, and then going into the high school rock band kind of thing. But I was lead guitar in that. I always liked the guitar. So,
is there any evidence that the church guitar playing shows up in your shows now?
Huh? Maybe a little bit. I like the gospel. We're working on some more gospel tunes, but
And is that nun still around?
I don't know. Sister Kevin. She was really
seriously?
Cool. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
That always amuses me.
You know, I'm Italian, you know, you got the Catholic stuff going on, you know, living in the city of Chicago. I don't know. It's just
well, I just was curious if she'd followed you over the years and
no.
has seen what she wrought eventually.
Oh boy. That would be interesting.
So you mentioned the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a student at Northwestern, it was actually in Evanston at the time.
Hmm.
And somewhere along the line. In fact, I was just up there last weekend and passed by the building.
Are there two buildings now?
Well, that was the Evanston building.
Oh.
I've never actually seen the Chicago
now
building.
There's a third one. There's two on Lincoln Avenue, right across the street from each other. They just opened it up maybe a few, was it earlier this year? Maybe it was February. There was this, they got a lot of donations, and then there's this beautiful building
so
right across
really
from
well.
The other one. Yeah.
Did you
really happy about that?
Did you in your learning there? Did they sort of start with all the old stuff and work their way up to more contemporary blues?
They have a lot of different classes there. They have classes that are electric based. They have classes that are Delta blues based. Acoustic. They have harmonica classes. They have mandolin classes. They have workshops where you can just go for the weekend and you get one class on the weekend, like 3-hour class. If you don't like, I took a no commitments mandolin class. So you just go for one time and you learn some of the chords. I mean, there's a lot going on there. And if you're not a musician and don't want to learn how to play music, they have wonderful concerts. On you know the week and the weekend they have like world music. They have I really like flamenco guitar too. I ended up taking classical for a couple of years and jazz in high school, and they have wonderful programs there for people and dance too. They flamenco dance and other kinds of dance. I mean it's really incredible place. It's just wonderful to have that in town.
So when you started there looking for the blues,
yeah, I started wanting to understand how to play slide.
Specifically slide.
Yeah, I wanted to, and then I ended up calling the teacher for this Delta blues class, and he says he teaches slide and Delta blues. So I learned both and ended up falling in love with the Delta blues as well, which kind of took me on its own journey path.
Now, I know the some of the various blues terms, but I could never probably, if you played one song this way and another song that way and another song a third way, I don't know that I could tell you which was the Delta blues.
Can I just, I'll just play one little verse.
I was going to ask if you're able to do a quick demo.
All right. That's Delta Blues.
Can you?
It's a Willie Brown song.
Are you able
Future
to take
blues.
The same song and do it in another blues style?
I don't know about that.
Or you could do a different song.
Yeah, I'll do a different
or
song.
Or a different song.
Yeah, that's kind of like, it's kind of, there's a little rough edge, obviously, you can see with kind of the Delta Blues.
Rough edge in
I don't know.
Which part?
It's more of like a rougher, kind of gruffer, kind of grittier blues.
One thing like is... They have a tendency to go back and forth between playing kind of four time and triplets. And some they'll do it very rapidly, so you get a lot of da 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 da, and then back to four time, and it's a lot that kind of spontaneous variation in rhythm, as opposed to some of the other styles where it tends to be a little bit more straight time.
I mean, we talk about the Delta. We're talking about the Mississippi Delta, mm-hmm. primarily.
Right. And I had it was really a great opportunity to go down there. I went down for the International Blues Challenge back in, I won over at the Illinois Central Blues Society in Springfield back in 2008. There was no Chicago Blues Society at the time. So I really wanted to go down to Memphis to compete in the International Challenge. So I ended up winning this one in Springfield. The people were very supportive over there. And I'm still in contact with some of those people over there, Mark and Charlotte and Judy, and there's just a lot of people down there who I really took an interest in my playing. So I went down to Memphis and competed, and there was a guy named Jack Myers and Terry Buckaloo who saw me perform. Actually, Terry was one of my judges down in Helena, Arkansas, and they asked me if I'd be kind enough to visit them over in Helena, Arkansas. And I said, of course I will. So they had me play at the Mother's Best Music Festival, and I went on the King Biscuit Time radio show with Sonny Payne, who's another blues radio show host. He does that show every day, 5 days a week for the last, was it 60 years? He just had an anniversary. It's amazing. So there's a lot of history down there, and because of the International Blues Challenge, I was able to make those friends and was able to see where Robert Nighthawk, one of my influences for slide guitar, where he was buried, although they don't know the exact spot. They have a grave marker for him there that Terry took me to. And I got to tell you, something about the South, the people, I mean, what the stereotype about, like, the kindness and hospitality, you know, Southern comfort, I gathered, that whole warmth about the people from the South is really true. I mean, you can probably tell I talk very quickly, and I'm from Chicago. Everything's rush. And when you go down South, you just kick back and relax. So I go there at least once or twice a year. I'll be going back down there in October to play at the King Biscuit Blues Festival in October, and that's a really fun time. That's in Helena, Arkansas, but probably about an hour south of Memphis. But it's always a good time to see the old friends and see Sonny Payne and all the people out there.
You were going to give us another stylistic demonstration.
Yeah, I was...
We're switching guitars here.
Right.
She's picking up the standard guitar as opposed to the resonator here.
This is a Tommy Johnson tune. Tommy Johnson, many people know him by the... he was portrayed in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Remember with the... He was the Afro-American man that was carting around the guitar when the trio was going around getting into trouble.
Yeah, I saw that movie fairly recently. Music was by far the best thing.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it great?
I could have cared less for the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, this is a Tommy Johnson tune called Big Road Blues. Ryan ain't going down this big road by myself. Don't you hear me calling pretty darling? Going down this big road by myself. If I can't carry you, gonna carry someone else. Baby, why you do me like you do? Jenny Red. Take this poor boy's money, now don't take mine. Don't you hear me calling for you? Take this money, oh no, don't take mine. Take this poor boy's money now, don't take mine.
now.
Tommy Johnson, so that would be what style we heard? Delta,
it's Delta
Blues. That's still Delta Blues.
You know what we're going to do?
No, I don't.
What are we going to do?
Tony
we'll do
doesn't
one,
know either.
We'll do more recent blues. I'm going to do some
yeah,
more.
Sure. We're talking, by the way, with Donna Harula and Tony Nardiello. Donna's going to be at the Iron Post Nirvana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Gloria Rubel will open that show. It's a presentation of CU Folk and Roots and the Prairie Crossroads Blues Society. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, she'll also be doing a short free segment on the Friday Night Live series in downtown Champaign this evening at 6 o'clock at Walnut and Chester Street. That'll be followed by a jazz duo, Young Kim and Jonathan Beckett. They've actually been on this show before. Also at Friday Night Live at the same time at Neil and Park Street, Amira Davis, an African vocal and percussion group, will be next to Christopher's Jewelry and a group called Enigma, an a cappella quartet, followed by Prairie Blend, a barbershop quartet who've also been on this show. And then at Neil and Church, which is One Main Plaza, Black Coffee Fridays play bluegrass, blues, and old time. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And Decifinado, Brazilian jazz. They've been on the show as well. We need to get them back here, 7 o'clock. That's all happening tonight in downtown Champaign. So just start wandering around starting at 6 o'clock, and you'll find all those folks going on. But Donna's full show will be Saturday night at 6 o'clock with Gloria Rubel. And Donna and Tony coming up with formulating a plan.
Well, I'm going to do a Piedmont-style guitar song. So
okay.
Piedmont usually came out from the kind of the East Coast, where Delta Blues came from more of the Mississippi Delta area. So
and we have a different guitar for this one as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. The last, the first song I did on an old resonator, National Steel Triolian, which is a single biscuit guitar. I don't know. If you come tonight or tomorrow night to see me, you'll see these different guitars that I have. This is like a 1935 kind of vintage guitar that, I don't know, it's all beat up.
But what is the biscuit?
The biscuit is the resonator part
in
the
middle. Yeah.
Right. If you look really closely at the guitar that I have now, it's called a tricone. It's the kind that Johnny Winter plays, when he plays acoustic. And there's actually three cones in here, and it kind of really pushes out the sound. A guy named Tampa Red played this back in the late 20s, and he played it right before, he needed something to play with a band, because he played in a lot of different bands, like Ma Rainey's band, and needed something that really could cut through. So, the other instruments. So
without amplification.
Without amplification. So basically, these kind of got obsolete after the whole amplification came out, and you didn't really need to have loud guitars like I have. But I love the sound of this guitar. So I'm gonna play an instrumental.
Thank you.
So an example of the Piedmont blues. What was that called? And who was
Vestapool. And it's actually the name of the key. There's this. The guitar is in open tunings, and that just means it's tuned to a chord. So when I strum it, it actually sounds like a pleasant sound instead of having to fret it with your fingers. So so it's in a particular tuning called detuning or Vestapool tuning. It was so popular of a song that it got the name of the tuning.
Yeah, fair enough. And I should say, for listeners wondering, what's the extra sound that's going on? Is this something that's in her guitar? It's she's got this sort of stomp box thing connected to a tambourine. And is there a technical term for that?
This is a porch board bass. I don't know if you can hear, like, there's like a little bit of a, it looks, it's supposed to sound like a drum beat, like a bass drum.
Sounds a bit like a bass drum. That's
yeah,
what
bass
I'm
drum.
Hearing.
And then I always.
The tambourine was your modification.
Yeah, I actually put Velcro on it and stuck on a tambourine because.
So we should come up with a name for it.
Yeah. I don't know.
The porch board bass.
Yeah, actually, you know, it was really cool. We were driving back from Madison to Chicago. And, you know, I called the person, you know, the number, you know, to get a porch board bass. And they lived in Janesville, Wisconsin. And it was a band who developed this porch board bass called En Route Music. And Nadine, I got her on the phone. She says, stop by on your way back home. So I said, okay. And there I was in this gazebo. The whole band showed up. I think his name was Jim. He developed it. He showed me how to play it. Nadine markets it. Another woman in the band creates the bags. Another guy makes it look pretty. So they all work together as a team. And they were very nice people. And I just, you know, love this thing. So I really, I've actually encouraged it, you know, encouraged people to buy one. And they've been really happy with it.
So you're on the marketing team. In other
yeah,
words.
I guess. I should. I actually have it on my website, like that I'm a proud user of the porch board bass.
You do have that?
Yeah, I put it on there.
Yeah, well, sure, why not?
Yeah, I think it's a cool thing.
You get
thing.
A kickback for that?
I've got to tell you. No, I don't, but I tried making like a stomp board myself, and it was disastrous. I got a pickup, you know, I call these pickup companies and put it on a piece of board. It just sounded like a clicky-clanky mess.
So they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing totally better than me.
No, that's why people have businesses so that other people don't mess.
Yeah, so I don't want to mess around with that.
Donna Harule is my guest here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our show is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting community participation in the monthly Dance for People with Parkinson's class, meeting this month on Friday, August 24th at 10 a.m. in Krannert Center's Drama Rehearsal Room. For more information, call 217-333-6280 or visit krannertcenter.com. Donna was a semifinalist in the 2012 Yamaha Six String Theory International Guitar Competition. What is that?
That's
Six
right.
String Theory.
Yes. It's, you know, Lee Ritenour, who's a really great jazz guitar player, has this contest for different instrumentalists for guitar. He has one for drums. The one for guitar has six different categories. There's one for blues guitar. There's one for acoustic. There's one for jazz, flamenco. There are various classical, and I can't remember the sixth one. But so what they do is they have contestants. Come in, and I actually sent out my video, like a video, and so they had to judge two videos, and they picked some 36 semifinalists in the sense where six of for each category, and there were like people from 58 different countries, so it was really quite an honor to be one of those people chosen, and there's all kinds of stuff that was going to come along. I don't know if I should go into that, but
things you were supposed to get that didn't.
Well,
we had something yesterday that we couldn't talk about, so it's okay if there's something.
But
it was really cool.
It was quite an honor, and I feel very happy about that. And
then you won the Chicago Blues Challenge in the solo duo category a couple years in a row, 2010, 2012,
yes.
2011.
Yep.
Did you say that at least in 2008 there was no Chicago Blues Society?
There was not.
How can Chicago not have a blues society?
Because there's so much blues going on.
That
you have
don't
Buddy
need
Guys, you have House of Blues, you have Rosa's Lounge, you have all these different places. And so why have one place where people can hear blues when there's a lot of blues clubs. So I know, like, there's advantages in, kind of depending where you live. I know in communities where there's not much blues around and then they have a blues society and there's one place, they have, like, you know, once a week they'll have a really great big name blues act come in. Everybody's together. It's very cohesive, you know, so that's how it kind of works in places where there's not much blues happening in the town, which kind of is nice, you know, but then you have Chicago where there's blues in all these various clubs, you know, so people can choose between 10, 15, 20 different clubs.
Just on one street.
Yeah.
In one area.
Yeah, right. So they didn't really have an... I think people tried to do it before. I talked to one of the people who are on the board, and they said they had tried to do it before. But now it's going very well. And, you know, President Brad and Dave and Lori Lewis and, you know, all the people down in Chicago have been very, very kind to me as well. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of people that like the old-time blues and been supportive of that music that really led me to play more.
So what are some clubs where you will might regularly be heard in,
you know,
Chicago?
I'll be at, well, Tony and I are going to be actually next Saturday at House of Blues Chicago doing the acoustic show there at like 6:30 to 8:30.
And that's on which street?
That's on 329 North Dearborn. And then Friday, September 25th, we're going to be at House of Blues again. The thing that I really like about that night is Eric Sardinas, remember how I said that he was...
That's on Wabash, right?
Buddy House Fives? Of Blues?
Oh,
no,
House
it's
Blues.
On,
okay.
It's House on Blues. Dearborn. And Eric Sardinas is actually playing the 9:30 show, and he was the person that the live performance when I seen him really made me want to play slide.
Right.
So it's going to be a thrilling experience to be going on right before him.
Is that your first chance to do that?
I played in a festival up in Michigan, not this summer, but the last summer, up in East Tawas, Michigan, and I played on the same stage. Like I played at like 2 or 3, and then he played he was the main act. So not like where I was right before him at the House of Blues, which is a really cool room. So we're playing there, and then we're playing at Buddy Guy's on Saturday, September 29th, the dinner set, which is really cool. Buddy Guy's is an awesome place. It really has great food as well as really great music as well. Oh, yeah, and that's 700 South Wabash in Chicago, right near, a block away from Michigan Avenue. So I feel very fortunate to play at these two really great places in Chicago. We're doing also, I'm doing some other stuff as well.
People can find your dates on your website, which is?
DonnaHerula.com, so DonnaHerula. So Herula, I guess you can. My dad used to say Herula because it's phonetically correct. So my mom, you know, after he passed away, she just says Herula. I think Donna Herula sounds better than Donna Herula. So I just say Herula. I don't know. This is a preference.
You can say what you want. It's your name.
Yeah.
Donna will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Presentation of CU Folk and Roots and the Prairie Crossroads Blues Society. Speaking of blues societies, that's a pretty recent one, I believe, here in our community.
Right.
What have you got next for us?
We're going to play a Lucinda Williams song, Jackson.
So we are coming up to the more modern-day blues.
Yes.
Jackson, I don't think I'll miss you much. All the way to Jackson, I don't think I'll miss you much. Once I get to Lafayette, I'm not gonna mind. One bit. Once I get
to Lafayette. I won't gonna mind one bit once I get to Baton Rouge. I won't cry a tear for you once I get to Baton Rouge. I won't cry a tear for you. All the way to Jackson, I don't think I'll miss you much. All the way to Jackson, I don't think I'll miss you much. Once I get to Vicksburg, I won't even feel the nudge. Once I get to Vicksburg, I won't even feel the nudge. All the way to Jackson, Jackson, I don't think I'll miss you much. All the way to Jackson, I don't think I'll miss you much.
Lucinda Williams' song called Jackson, performed by Tony Nardiello and Donna Harula. And they'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. By the way, Gloria Rubel, local performer, singer, songwriter, will be opening that show, and guitarist, at 6. And earlier in the afternoon, Donna will offer a slide guitar workshop at Corson's Music Guitar Store, Corson Music's Guitar Store, also in downtown Urbana. That'll start at 2 o'clock and go till about 3:30. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to play the slide guitar, she'll help get you started. And even for the workshop fee, you get a free slide. I think it's how that works. So that's from 2 o'clock to 3:30, and then the show tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock with Gloria Rubel, then Donna Harula, and Tony Nardiello. That one almost didn't even sound like the blues.
Yeah. That's what he was saying. He was like, well, it's not really the blues. But Lucinda Williams is, you know, she's kind of country blues. She's, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was, I mean, I've heard her primarily on a Prairie Home Companion.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up there pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of her as kind of a country singer, but kind of.
Country blues, I don't know.
Well, we should just say, I mean, there's kind of a blues police thing that kind of broke out.
Blues police?
Yeah, where there are different groups of people that
decide what blues is and what isn't. And one thing to remember
did
is
did she
that,
make the cut or not?
Well, I mean, like, people talk about Robert Johnson as being this great blues guy, and in fact, he played all styles of music. He recorded blues music, but he knew any number of country songs, and I think it's kind of a, I don't know if I just say that it's kind of related music.
Something just like kind of like ragtime. I mean, a lot of the early blues guys would play ragtime, and, you know, if you see an acoustic set of, like, old-time blues, they'll throw in ragtime, but it's not blues per se, but it's kind of like some of the music that they would play, and it's related kind of to what the blues players would play.
Well, and this is a big Woody Guthrie year, and Woody Guthrie did lots of different kinds of music too, which I've certainly found out as we've had some, we had a bunch of people doing Guthrie songs. And he was, I mean, he did his own songs, but he also did a lot of other people's songs and lots of different kinds of music. By the way, do you do exclusively other people's songs, or do you do some of your own?
No, actually, we do our own songs too. Should we want to do one of our, do we have time to do?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Why not? We got 15 minutes, 14 minutes, 13 minutes, something like that. So now we're shifting back to the old beat up National Steel here. That one looks like it's been through the ringer.
It has. That's why I love it. I never know, like, who actually played this thing, you know?
Now, well, in the last few days, we've had various kinds of wooden instruments where the players said that they season with time and that they get better sounding with age. What happens with a steel guitar?
It opens up.
Does it?
That's what they say. That's what the term is. It opens up. It does. Because this one,
or
it sounded
great.
Rivets
come loose or something like that?
Like this one I bought new, but it just, after a few years, it just has this really cool sound. So
there are fluid properties to steel as well.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, there's wood and steel.
The cones are aluminum though, right?
I'm not sure.
Still metallic.
So maybe they get stretched. I don't know.
What do we got?
No Way Home.
I wrote this song earlier this year called I Got No Way Home.
Can you help me out, sister? I'm in a bind. I had a real good time drinking whiskey and wine. We started at 8, we danced till 1. Me and my baby having so much fun, but I got no way home. I got no way home. I got no way home, and my baby left me here alone. Was it something I did? Was it something I said that made my baby lose his head? I wanted to stay, but he wanted to go. So my baby took off down the road. I got no way home. I got no way home. I got no way home. And my baby left me here alone. Drank too much whiskey and too much wine. So pull up a chair, let's sing a song. Another round of drinks, stay here all night long. I got no way home. I got no way home. I got no way home. And my baby left me here alone. Why don't you guys sing along with me, okay? I got no way home.
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 Got no way home.
I got no way home.
Got no way home.
I got no way home. And my baby left me here alone. Let's do that one more time. I got no way home.
Got no way home.
I got no way home.
Got no way home.
I got no way home.
No way home.
I got no way home.
So the husband-wife duo of Donna Hirula and Tony Nardiello, and it seems like Tony hadn't learned that song, apparently.
He did yesterday. Yeah, in the last week he has, but...
It was yesterday we went over it, but, you know, all's well that ends, more or less well.
Picked it up eventually. And it's sort of interesting for me to sit here and watch the exchanges between these two, because she's looking at him like, come on, you just... I didn't really know what that meant, but now I'm interpreting it after the fact. I just taught this to you. Yeah. They'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Gloria Rubel opening up that show, and then Donna on for, about 2 hours or so after that, or two and a half, however much time. They'll let you play, probably.
Yeah, they said until 9 o'clock, then they're booting me out because some other band is playing.
Well, the nerve. But yeah, they do have lots of music at the Iron Post, as we actually mentioned. Don't hurt yourself there.
Paul's a good guy. He's the one that, you know, Paul Wirth.
Yeah.
He booked me there, so I was really happy to be going back there after playing there at the,
For the Folk and Roots Festival,
last year. That's where I played. That was one of the venues.
Right. Well, Iron Post is one of the places in Champaign-Urbana that has music almost all the time.
Right.
Lots of different kinds of music. Kind of a particular focus on jazz, especially during the school year when the University of Illinois Jazz Department has regular gigs there, plus a lot of the students that form combos show up there, and then all the other area jazz people show up there, and it's the main jazz club in town. There are other places as well, like I think Zorba's is back in business. They're doing some jazz. Not enough blues happens, though, in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, I was lucky enough to have, there was Brenda Koenig and Ed Hawks from the CU Folk and Roots Festival. They're the ones, and Rich, I think it's Sibeli, and Bob Pichesny. They're from the Blues Society. So they kind of went in and they kind of both wanted, they contacted me, and it was the folk group, you know, and then the Blues Society co-sponsorship last year for the festival. And then they did it again for this event tomorrow.
And
so I feel very fortunate.
For the festival in November?
I would, yeah. Tony and I were talking about how much we loved it last year. I think it was last year, it was November, and I was looking on their website, which is folkandroots.org, to see what the, when the date is going to be posted. It's probably going to be in October or November.
It's in November, yeah. The date's set. I don't recall what it is so far. So
yeah, I would love to come back for that.
So Brenda and Ed, if you're listening, there you go. Any event, Donna and Gloria and Tony will be there at the Iron Post tomorrow evening. Earlier in the week, I said I thought it was tonight, but that was a mistake. You are listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. We have about 5 minutes left of the show. I'll mention our forecast. It's a nice one, so I don't mind telling it to you. Mostly sunny yet the rest of this afternoon, high 75. It's very pleasant outside. Tonight, clear, low 48. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78. And similar on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 78 degrees. So after all of that long, long, long hot summer, maybe we're through it. Probably shouldn't say anything about that, but at least we've got a nice string of pleasant stuff going on here. We're in negotiations for the final song, looks like. Which style is it going to be, or who's it by, and so on?
Furry Lewis.
Furry?
Yes.
Like with fur?
Yes. You know, it's kind of a funny name, but he's another Memphis guy. And it was kind of funny, because when I was down at the IBCs in Memphis, I was in front of...
International Blues Challenge?
Yes, the International Blues Challenge. It was there was a note in the sidewalk. They have a Walk of Fame, like they do in L.A., how they have the stars, they have the notes in Memphis. And they had Furry Lewis on the note in front of the place where I was playing, so I thought that was a good sign.
So you needed to, you knew who he was?
Oh, yeah, and
point?
I had my picture taken with me looking like up at the camera, and there's Furry Lewis, note.
Okay, so a tune by Furry Lewis called...
Good Looking Man Blues, but it's now, it was called Good Looking Gal Blues, but now it's Good Looking Man Blues.
Thank you.
man was long and tall like mine. Don't you wish your man was long and tall like mine? He's so good looking, I declare he's mine. My good man said he doesn't want me no more. My good man said he doesn't want me no more. But it's on my mind everywhere I go. Coaches long. The train I ride is 16 coaches long. They don't hold nothing but chocolate to the bone. I'm worried now, been worried all day long. I'm worried now, worried all day long. I'll be worried till the day I'm gone. Your man was long and tall like mine. Don't you wish your man was long and tall like mine? It's so good looking, I declare he's mine.
Donna Harula and Tony Nardiello, a song by Furry Lewis. Oh, good looking man or something like
that. Yeah, it was originally called Good Looking Gal Blues, but I had to change the words. It wouldn't have been the same.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't know.
They'll be at the Iron Post Urbana tomorrow night, 6 o'clock presentation of CU Folk and Roots and the Prairie Crossroads Blues Society. Donna and Tony, it's been great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
And you're welcome back here anytime.
Just oh, thanks so much.
Let me know when you might be in the area.
All right.
If we can work it out, we'll work
Thank
it
you.
Out.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
So the show currently at, from 12 to 1, starting on Tuesday, September 4th, which is the day after Labor Day. We're actually moving the show later in the day to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be right before we air All Things Considered here on FM 90.9, creating a nice news and entertainment block from 4 till 7 here on this station. Hope you'll enjoy that change. It might give us a little more flexibility of some of the things that we can play. And I hope we'll bring some more listeners maybe as well. And we certainly hope you'll come along with us. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois and with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday, sampling non-traditional wines followed from 7 to 9 by the music of the Boneyard Jazz Quintet. Details on their Facebook page.